today. Thank you, Pastor Stephen and Pastor Yudami, for allowing me to share this morning. Please remember next week we have a visiting guest coming that was supposed to be speaking today, but Pastor Stephen pushed him back so I could speak today. So we're created. Now, can I actually, I just want to say to the single mums, there's no, those that don't have any dads around, you ladies do an amazing job. You really do an amazing job. And as all dads here and men here, we compliment you. We just champion you today. And we go, and we say to you, well done. Well done. We take our hats off to you. And we just honour and bless you today. Amen. So, 9:54. What time do I have to be done by? Quarter past, okay. All right. Yeah, that's fine. I love the music in the background. That's really cool. I sense the real presence of God here. God wants to touch people's lives this morning. There's really a special anointing here. And God wants to set people free. What does he want to set you free from? Well, there could be just different things that are going on in your world. Could be behaviors. You know, sometimes we come to Christ, he forgives us, he comes into our life, but we still struggle with some mental thinking, with the way we think of things. And sometimes we take on how our forefathers think, okay? And they're called, I call them entanglements. They're not healthy ones. They're negative. So God's anointing is here to break those things. Okay, behaviors, you know, patterns in our lives, and you know, and you go, I don't know why I do that, but I just do that. And so God wants to set us free this morning, men and women, from those things. So later I'm going to open up a time here of prayer, and I want you to come out and I want to pray for you. And I believe God is going to break those things off your life. I also have this picture of a brain. Now, I don't know if someone's had a CAT scan this week or you've had you've been hit in the head. Or I don't know. But if anybody is here, if that's you, can you just put your hand up just quickly for me? Anything to do with your brain? Yeah? Okay, anybody else? You'll know. Okay, cool. I'll pray for you later as well. If that's you and you didn't put your hand up, that's okay. Please come and let's pray for you, eh? Don't hold back. When God wants to do something, let him do it. Let him touch your life. Okay, what comes into our mind when we think about God? If our view of God is flawed, our view of life will be flawed. God has not been silent on these matters. He has shown us who he is in the Old Testament. And now through Jesus Christ, when he stepped on planet Earth, Jesus is the exact representation of God. Personified in human flesh, to see what God is like is to see who Jesus Christ is. In the Old Testament, it talks about God, the Father, Father God, about 15 times. In the New Testament, in the first four Gospels, it talks about God the Father about 189 times. I know we think of God, he's omniscient and he's the judge, he's the everlasting king, he's all of those amazing things. But God wants us Jesus shows us to relate to him as the Father, our Heavenly Father. Now, our thinking can be warped if you've had a very negative father. And you might think, well, if God's like that, well, then I don't want to know God. Well, God is not like that. He is our Heavenly Father. Our dads on earth, they've made lots of mistakes. There's lots of dads that have been, you know, there's the abusive father who can be very abusive, pulls you down all the time. The passive father who doesn't really do much, just sits back and just watches, doesn't really get involved. Now, there's the performance-orientated father who will applaud you when you do well, and only when you do well. It's about how good or how well you do, and he will give his blessing on you. You know, oh, well done, but once you do something wrong or you fail at something or you haven't done your homework enough or you've got 49 out of, you know, 100%, he will scathe you. That's the performance-orientated father. We have the father who is the empowered father, who empowers you, whether you fail, whether you do well, loves you no matter what. No matter what. My son here, he's a great sportsman. He's done really, really good in sport. Really good, actually. He's very good at a lot of things. He's a musician as well. I haven't asked him if I could share this story, but I went to the swimming carnival at his school, at primary school. And so they had the, I think it was 50 metres, and he didn't do too well at it. He didn't do too well. And you know what? I just went up to him after and I hugged him. I congratulated him. You finished. Well done. You finished. You know, and that's what we do as dads. Regardless, with our kids win or don't do so well, we're there to support and to love them. You know, when Jesus came, God said, the Spirit of the Lord said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. God wants us dads and mums to be like that with our children. Regardless, Jesus hadn't even started his ministry yet. To let our children know how pleased we are with them, regardless, from a young age. Be loving, be beautiful to them. Do we always get it right? We certainly don't. I know many times I haven't got it right. But I wasn't shy enough either to go up to them and say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. It's okay. We can do that as dads. So God, he is our Heavenly Father, and he loves us so much. There's the antagonistic father. He's always chipping at you, almost wanting to always be competitive with you. He's always standing in your way. But the greatest of all is the empowering dad. Can we go to the scripture, please, in Luke chapter 1? Once Jesus was in a certain place praying, as he finished, one of his disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray. Just as John taught his disciples, Jesus said, this is how you pray. Father, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. Give us each day the food we need. And forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Don't let us yield to temptation. So we come to, so I'm kind of changing a little bit of gear, changing gears here, that God our Father wants us to come to Him and talk to Him and ask Him for things. He wants us to ask Him for things. Can we go to the next part, please? So after the Our Father, the Lord talks to them and He says to them, suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, a friend of mine has just arrived for a visit and I have nothing for him to eat. And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, don't bother me, the door is locked for the night and my family and I are all in bed. I can't help you. But I tell you this, you can go to the next one. But because of this person going to this home, because he's persistent and continued asking, he goes on, knocking long enough, don't worry, he'll get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. Jesus goes on to say, and so I tell you, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. What are you asking God for? Are you asking God for nothing? Is there anything you are asking God for? Perhaps, what's the daily food that you need? I'm sure there's some things that you need that are spiritual. Maybe you're praying for salvation for somebody. Are you asking God about your neighbors, your friends, your children? Maybe it's something emotional. Maybe you're looking for a life partner, a husband or a wife. Maybe you're wanting a child. What are we asking God for? What do you need? What do you want? And it's okay to ask. When I first came to Christ at 19 years of age, at about the age of 14, I had worked part-time. And then at 16, I got a job. 19, I came to Christ. And I had money in my bank, quite a good amount for my age. And I thought, I'm going to buy an investment home, something that I can buy and, you know, rent it out. So I began to pray and ask God. And I persisted. I didn't give up. I just kept going. One day my mum says to me, can you take me to work? Sure. So I took this shortcut. I go up the street and there was this home on the left for sale. I thought, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. After I picked up my mum from work later that afternoon, I was on holidays at that time, I picked up my mum, I came back through that area again, same street, and my mum points out the house to me and says, oh, gee, that's a lovely home. And it kind of just really resonated with me. Anyway, eventually, I went and I purchased it. I bought it. That was God just opening a door for me. So it's okay. It's okay for you to have things. It's okay for you to own a home. It's okay for you to have a nice car. Okay, it is. It's okay. So I didn't end up renting it out. I felt the Lord say to me, move in there. So I moved in there. Then my friend said, can I move in with you? So I had three rooms and, you know, I was making a lot of money. It was fantastic. It was good. So what are you asking God for? What are you asking God for? What has been some of your dreams that you know that God has put on your hearts? What are some things God has put on your heart? You know. Don't stop asking. Continue persisting. I'm going to tell you this story. November, 19th of November, 2021. So remember, God wants to meet our spiritual, emotional, our physical needs. A young man in his 30s, he was married, and I had gone to an event, and I've shared this before, but I haven't been able to tell you the whole story because it's only just unfolded. And I met a young man, and we're sitting at the bar. We'd finished dinner, I had lunch upstairs. We came downstairs. There was coffees and drinks at the bar, and I'm standing at the bar with him, just getting to know him. My brother introduced me to him, so I'm chatting with him. So you got kids? Nah, unfortunately, you know, God hasn't given them to us. You know, we've struggled. They've been married for a long time. So I said to him, so I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to believe God is going to give you a child. And when he does, I want you to let me know. And so, yeah, sure, thanks. And I prayed for him right there at the bar. People walking around. Just prayed for him. 19th of November, 2021. So I continually prayed and persisted. After a year, I'd ask my brother, Joe, have you heard? Has he, you know, nah, Charlie, nothing, you know. And I would, and I knew his cousin, Paul, have you heard, you know, has, I don't want to say too many, I'm going to use their names. Nah, Charlie. And anyway, so 2021, 22, I'm starting to wane. I'm like, this is God, come on, you know. I honestly thought that it would have happened by now. In fact, whenever I would pray for them, I would just hear the sound of pitter-patter. I remember one day in the prayer room at the back here, I said, Pastor Steve, can we pray? I want to pray for this gentleman and his wife. I remember praying that out. Lord, I just hear the sound of pitter-patter. Bless them. 2021, 2022. And I have to be honest with you, I dropped the ball. I thought, I think I'm hearing things. Year and a half, 2 years. I picked up the ball again. I just couldn't help. I couldn't shake it. So I continued and continued. Nothing was to eventuate. And I thought I was going crazy. So a few months ago, literally a few months ago, 3 months ago, I thought, that's it. I'm going to ring you. I'm going to tell him that it's coming. So 2 months ago, I ring him. I say, hey, I'm just going to tell you something. I honestly believe you're going to have this kid. He said, Charlie, right now in my lap, I have my little girl. Can we show the photo? And he thanked me, and we talked, and said, thank you for your prayers. He says, we didn't let it out. We kept it really quiet for a long time, but here she is. And so, proud dad, proud mum. How beautiful is that? So what's the point? The point is, keep on asking. Keep on seeking and keep on knocking. Keep on asking, keep on seeking and keep on knocking. A couple of our worship people, we had Yana and Damien here, who've now moved back to Melbourne. They were here. They came here 3 years ago. They wanted a child. They couldn't have a child. And so they were going to medical attention, IVF, you know. And so they prepared for all that. Damon couldn't go riding for so many months because, you know, it affects your ball sack. And so so he had to stop riding and he had to prepare himself. And so the week comes that they've got to go to the medical authorities. And she goes, "I just don't feel right. I'm going to leave it." She felt just to leave it. So they left it. Bang, she falls pregnant. How many times did we pray for them? At the front here. How many times did we pray for them in there? Kept on asking, we kept on seeking, and we kept on knocking. Are you looking for a promotion? Are you looking for a home? Are you wanting to build a family? I know there's people here that have, you have a home in your heart. Don't give up. It's coming. Do not give up. Do not give up. It's coming. Just going to finish with this in Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 10. This is the prayer of Jabez. In 2002, Bruce Wilkinson wrote a book on the prayer of Jabez. And it's only that one scripture sold, I think, by now well over 10 million copies. And Jabez prayed this prayer, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my borders, that your hand will be upon me, that you would keep me from harm. Lord, deliver me from evil." And the Lord answered his prayer. God brought success to his life. God enlarged him in many ways. And God's hand is upon him. And when it's upon him, it's an open hand. It's not a closed fist. God is wanting to pour his blessing and his grace and his goodness upon you. So keep on asking and keep on receiving. Receive it. Ask, seek, and knock. Be persistent. Be shameless. What do you want for your children? What do you want for your husband? What do you want for your wife? Stand in the gap for her and ask, seek, and knock for her and for them. Let's stand up. So I'm just going to leave the front open for a moment. For 3 or 4 minutes, I'm going to ask you to come. If you're asking God for something, I want you to take a step of faith right now and come to the front. Open up your hands and ask and keep on asking. As a step of faith, just receive. Just receive God's open hand upon your life. God's favor upon your life. If you're struggling with some things in your mind, please let me know and I'm going to pray for you. Okay. Can we sing? Thank you. Thank you. Sinned, if there's something that's bothering you, just repent, please. Say, "Lord, forgive me. Wash me with your precious blood. And don't go back there again. Don't go back." Don't go back. So ask now. You can whisper it to him. He's not standing there with a rod in his hand, waiting for you to say or do something wrong, to whack you. No. He says, come to me with boldness and confidence. Come to me with boldness and confidence, that you may obtain mercy, that you may obtain favor, that you may obtain the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Father God. Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you, Father God.